Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sarah Mead.
How do we address the impacts that are sometimes not always seen?
Unfounded threats to a local high school are forcing school leaders to work toward cultural change.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra is planning its first performance since before the pandemic.
State leaders have expanded vaccine access.
State open enrollment for health insurance is now easier than ever.
Health officials are concerned about the return of a once eradicated illness.
In sports, Moorhead Volleyball has served up Game 1 in the OVC tournament this afternoon.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 28 degrees. We'll have a look at the region's extended weather forecast after this news. Threats to students at Rowan County High School were investigated earlier this week, and law enforcement officials say the threats were not credible. But parents in the district are still concerned about racism and hate speech, especially at the high school. Superintendent John Maxey says school officials are working to change the culture.
The counseling aspect is very, very important in having trusted people within that building. And that's something that they're really trying to work on to change and groom that environment at that building to help foster an environment where those students feel a lot more comfortable coming to adults.
Maxey says high school administrators are working to address the issues that are not always easily seen, like students who feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
In preparation for their 21-22 return, the Cave Run Symphony Orchestra is looking for donations and help from the community. Saturday, December 4th, the orchestra opens its eighth season with a concert entitled A Hometown Holiday at 8 p.m. in the Moorhead Conference Center. Dr. Craig Burrows is the vice president of CRSO's Board of Directors. He says it is exciting as the orchestra has not had a live concert in almost 2 years, but support is needed.
This is a not-for-profit organization that runs on the benevolence of individuals within this community who see its benefit, who see its strengths, and are excited about the music that it brings. To have an orchestra like this in a small community like this, I think, is rare.
Information about program advertising rates, sponsorships, funding, and donations is available at thecrso.com.
Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order Wednesday that qualifies every person 18 years old and older and living or working in the Commonwealth to receive a COVID-19 vaccination booster 6 months after their second dose of the Moderna or Pfizer COVID vaccines, or 2 months after a single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. At the COVID-19 briefing in Frankfort Tuesday, Governor Beshear said many states have already broadened access to the booster.
Everybody should be able to get a booster 6 months after their second shot as quickly as we can. I believe that that's the way that we fight off the next wave, and I believe the federal government will come back around to it and to that decision at some point.
According to LEX18, health officials encourage all adults who want to receive the booster shot to reach out to their health providers for additional information.
Meanwhile, all Kentucky adults can now get the COVID-19 booster shot. State and health leaders say this comes at a critical time of year, right before the holidays. Magoffin County Health Department Director Pete Shepard tells WKYT his department got a shipment of booster shots 3 weeks ago and administered close to 200 each week, but now those numbers are decreasing.
We've had a spike in cases the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I think it's directly related to people getting complacent because the numbers were going down. This last 3 or 4 months, we have had quite a few deaths from the COVID-related illnesses, and it kind of got everybody, I think, wanting to get the boost.
Shepard is urging the community to get the vaccine and the booster.
Kentuckians have until January 15th to enroll in Marketplace health coverage through the state's recently relaunched Connect website. Kara Stewart of Kentucky Voices for Health explains that residents can use the one-stop shop to compare state-managed healthcare options apply for coverage, and complete their enrollment all on one platform. She encourages anyone considering coverage to reach out to their local connector through the online portal or by making a phone call, 855-459-6328. They'll be able to get help finding the plan that suits their needs.
Even though some of our plans are slightly more expensive this year, they didn't go up by much, and the subsidies are bigger. So people have more affordable options than they've had in the past.
State leaders say the switch to a state-based marketplace is expected to save Kentuckians at least $15 million a year. Kentuckians who buy commercial health plans through the federal site pay a surcharge on premiums, which will not continue with the state-based marketplace.
The Centers for Disease Control issued a warning concerning a global outbreak of the measles after an estimated 22 million babies missed their vaccines during the pandemic. Known as one of the most contagious viruses, the measles were declared eliminated in the U.S. by 2000, largely due to vaccines, but travelers can bring the virus into the states and spread it among unvaccinated people. Pediatric infectious disease specialist Dr. Adam Ratner tells Wave 3 News, children get two doses of the measles vaccine, but doses were missed by a large number of young children due to the pandemic.
Disruptions that come from things like the COVID pandemic can be really dangerous over a short period of time.
Symptoms appear 1 to 2 weeks after contact with the virus and include high fever, cough, runny nose, and watery eyes. A rash appears 3 to 5 days after the first symptoms.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Lawmakers in the Commonwealth want to change driving under the influence laws. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more.
DUI suspects are allowed to refuse a blood test after a crash right now, and police say creates a challenge, especially with drivers under the influence of drugs. On Wednesday, legislators heard from county attorneys who said a decision by the Kentucky Supreme Court earlier this year is having a direct impact on their ability to prosecute some DUI cases. Officials want to amend the DUI laws to allow officers to obtain a search warrant when a suspect refuses a request for a blood test. Lawmakers were generally supportive, but also recognized the original case should still end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Kentucky lawmakers are making a push to build more affordable housing across the state. A bill filed recently would give tax credits to developers and builders of low-income apartments and homes. Supporters tell WDRB Kentucky was 75,000 short of the affordable homes needed before the COVID-19 pandemic. State Representative Randy Bridges says the bill is designed to help those who often fall between the cracks.
These are individuals who are re-entering the workforce. They're young graduates moving out of mom and dad's house. They're elderly. They're foster children, aging out of foster care from the age of like 18 to 21 that have nowhere to go. And they're also veterans.
Bridges says he plans to file what he calls the Workforce Affordable Housing Tax Credit legislation later this week.
The Attorney General's Search Warrant Task Force will soon issue its recommendations on no-knock search warrants in Kentucky. LEX 18 reports the state has already passed a new law that limits the use of no-knock warrants, but the Attorney General's task force is also working on further recommendations. On Monday, the group heard from a woman who was on the receiving end of a no-knock search warrant, Victoria Lopez.
Bringing a social worker along, or maybe even before removing the children, you know, you already know that they're in this situation.
No-knock warrants became a hot topic after Louisville Metro Police used one the night Breonna Taylor was killed. Since then, groups and lawmakers across the Commonwealth have been focused on figuring out better protocols for the warrants.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 43, Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And for your Sunday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 53.
On our feature segment today, a Craft Academy student has been selected to present at the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics Conference. WMKY's Alyssa White has the story.
Kiara Fair is a junior at the Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State University. Her extensive experience with space systems engineering has earned her an invitation to speak at the Ascent Conference this month in Las Vegas. Higher Orbits is a nonprofit organization that works with astronauts and space industry leaders to support student-led experiments. Fair has been involved in Higher Orbits since the first Go for Lunch event she attended in 2016. She attended again in 2019, where her interest in space science began to grow.
I never really got into Go for Launch until 2019, which is when I attended Go for Launch Lexington at the Living Earth and Science Center. And that's where I met Team V Atlas. And we designed an experiment to go to space. We wanted to test termites. And so our project went through the layers of the competition, and we ultimately won our division, the 2019 series. And we were fortunately able to have our experiment sent to space.
In the following years, Fair became a student ambassador for Higher Orbits as well as a member of their advisory board. Even during the pandemic, she continued to work with them through their Space at Home kits.
We got these kits in the mail, and they had lots of activities, and they went with online webinars. So we got a list of links to the webinars, and we were able to go. We heard astronaut lectures, we did STEM-based activities, and we learned a lot about space. And through the Space at Home kits was where my project, where I mentored a fifth grade student, we were Team Cosmos, and our project got sent to the stratosphere on Space Perspective Neptune 1.
This summer, Fair had one experiment launch and another on a test flight. The project she was most excited to be involved in tested termites in space.
So our big experiment with Higher Orbits has been our termites in space. We wanted to send termites to space because we wanted to check for effects of disorientation, methane production, neurological development, because termites actually produce approximately 11% of the world's methane annually, and methane is an extreme contributor to greenhouse gas. So we wanted to look into this, and that is when we decided that we wanted to see if termites produced any more or less methane in microgravity, and we wanted to look at how they were building their mounds in microgravity as well.
At the Ascend Conference, Fair will deliver a presentation on her involvement in STEM through Higher Orbits. She will also have the opportunity to speak with professionals in the aerospace and aeronautics industry.
I'm going to be talking a little bit about my previous experiments, but mostly I'm going to be talking about my involvement in Higher Orbits, really just to spread the word about how awesome of an organization this is and why we need to make sure people know about it, because there's lots of great opportunities available within the program. And without Higher Orbits, I really wouldn't have the connection to space that makes me me.
Fair says she is excited to continue her involvement with Higher Orbits over the next few years, as well as grow her experience with the space science program at MSU to help achieve her goal of working for NASA in the future.
I aspire to be an aeronautical engineer for NASA or SpaceX, but I am really looking forward to staying involved in Higher Orbits and really getting involved in Space Science Center here at Morehead as well. And I'd really hope to be able to get into part of the tracking with Lunar Ice Cube. And I also really like going into the labs for my classes in the Space Science Center and really learning about space science engineering and what that takes.
For WMKY News, I'm Alyssa White.
Support for MSPR comes from C. Roger Lewis Insurance and Grange Insurance, 129 East Main Street, Morehead. The C. Roger Insurance Agency has been serving the insurance needs of Morehead, Rowan County, and all of Eastern Kentucky since 1958. Located on Main Street in downtown Morehead, C. Roger Lewis Insurance offers insurance needs for home, auto, farm, business, nonprofits, and government agencies. If you own it, they can insure it. John Eisen, Betty King, or Renee Genter can be reached at 606-784-4168 or on Facebook under C. Roger Lewis Insurance Agency.
It's 45 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sarah Mead and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Cassidy Stearman has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us on this dreary Thursday afternoon.
Morehead State Volleyball is moving on to the next round of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cassidy Stearman. The Morehead State Volleyball team is in Missouri today defending their Ohio Valley Conference Championship title. The Eagles entered the tournament as the number 2 seed and played 7th-seeded Belmont earlier this afternoon. MSU defeated the Bruins 3-0. Associate head coach Kristen Becker McBride had hoped their recent matchup with Belmont would help them develop a good strategy for the matchup.
It's really nice that we only played them 2 weekends ago, so they haven't made too many big changes, but we will need to make sure that our serve pass game is on point for them. Our serving was the big reason that we were able to take them out of their offense, and so that's going to be key for us for the whole tournament, is can we serve aggressively to limit the offensive options for the other team.
Morehead State will play Austin Peay tomorrow at 2 p.m. The final match for the OVC title is set for Saturday at 7 p.m. 3 members of the Morehead State volleyball team received some conference recognitions before entering OVC play this morning. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Morehead State volleyball athletes Olivia Lohmeyer, Bridget Bessler, and Irene Wogenstahl have each been honored on the 2021 All-Ohio Valley Conference teams. Lohmeyer and Bessler repeated as first-team selections, while Wogenstahl is a second-team honoree in her first full collegiate season. Lohmeyer, also a 2-time Offensive Player of the Year during her career, is just the second Eagle in program history to earn first-team All-OVC 4 consecutive seasons. Bessler is the second setter in program history to be named first team 3 consecutive seasons and the first setter to earn the league's top team honors for her first 3 collegiate seasons. Wogenstahl, who hails from Crestview Hills, Kentucky, has been consistent in her first full year, ranking 9th among the league players with a .267 attack efficiency. She has produced 6 double-digit kill matches and 10 with a .300 or better hitting percentage. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State's men's basketball team is back in action Thursday evening as the Eagles host their second consecutive in-state foe in Transylvania. Prior to the game, Morehead State will have a special presentation pertaining to last season's OVC championship. The Eagles and Pioneers played on back-to-back nights last season, with MSU winning both and holding Transylvania to 55 points both contests. Still, Coach Preston Spradlin says tonight's opponents have the ability to test his Eagles in multiple areas.
When you play teams like that, they'll try to spread you out. And so you got to make sure you're playing with great discipline, playing with some ball pressure and some hands, and that you're winning the battle of the paint and taking advantage of your size and your length.
Tip-off in Ellis T. Johnson Arena is set for 7:30. The Morehead State's women's basketball team still has a day before their next contest. The team will have had 10 days of downtime since their matchup with Michigan State. The Eagles head to Huntington tomorrow afternoon to take on Marshall. It's only the second regular season game for new head coach Kayla Petrie. She says the team is continuing to do a lot of self-reflection in these early days.
We are just extremely focused on a culture change, having so many transfers from so many different programs. We are trying to understand how hard you have to play college basketball. We are putting an emphasis on valuing the basketball, not turning it over.
Tomorrow night's game against the Thundering Herd is set for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Eagles will have a quick turnaround for their home opener Sunday. MSU will play host to Midway at 6 o'clock p.m. Morehead State football's win over Stetson this past weekend has given a lot of momentum to the team heading to their final regular season game. Saturday's last-minute come-from-behind victory saw outstanding performances on all sides of the football, but head coach Rob Tenier says senior wide receiver B.J. Byrd had a major impact in the Eagles' records.
And obviously everybody's talking about B.J. Byrd's day. 12 receptions, almost 250 yards, 4 touchdowns, and, broke 4 records. And pretty special day for him. And, And what a way to finish his last game at Jane Stadium.
The Eagles will head out of town for their final game. They'll be in Indiana Saturday to take on Valparaiso at 2 o'clock. And that's all we have for sports. For WMKY, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center, presenting the 35th Annual Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th. Open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. Handmade arts and crafts, home decor, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 gained in a choppy session after strong earnings results from NVIDIA, the world's largest chip maker by market value, as well as various retailers. And the Dow Industrials actually showed a loss of 0.2% at 35,870.95. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% at 4704.54, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.5% at 15,993.71. NVIDIA shares did surge 8.3% in today's trading after the company reported beats on both the top and bottom lines and issued a bullish revenue forecast for the current quarter, which will end in January. NVIDIA saw a 55% gain in data center sales from the same period a year ago and a 42% increase in gaming. NVIDIA's strong results caused investors to buy other chip makers. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, was 2.4% higher. Qualcomm was up more than 1%, while Micron Technology added 2%. In other tech moves, Apple shares jumped 2.9% to an all-time high after it was reported the company is refocusing its electric vehicle efforts on self-driving capabilities. Amazon was up 4% as its first cashierless coffee shop, which it partnered on with Starbucks, opened in New York. Macy's shares surged more than 21% as the company reported comp sales growth on an owned plus licensed basis of 35%, while digital sales increased by 19%. Similarly, Kohl's saw gains in same-store sales growth in digital. Kohl's jumped nearly 11%. JD.com, China's largest online retailer, advanced about 6% on strong revenue and earnings, and shares of Bath & Body Works increased more than 5% and was a top S&P gainer behind NVIDIA. Gap added 4.3%, and Victoria's Secret jumped more than 14%. And CVS was up about 2% after announcing it would close 900 stores over the next 3 years to roll out a more digital strategy for shoppers and turn brick-and-mortar locations into destinations for healthcare services like flu shots and diagnostic tests. Turning now to stocks of local interest, AppHarvest was down 41 cents at 535, CSX up 67 cents at 36.21, Marathon Petroleum down 88 cents at 62.70, Dollar General down 54 cents at 222.34, Community Trust Bank up 17 cents at 44.66, and PPL Energy was down 22 cents to finish at 28.27. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Rachel Turner, Kennedy Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Hallie Adams, and Wiley Tanner. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Alyssa White. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org.